Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, happy 4th of July, everybody, and I hope you're celebrating with family and friends and keeping a social distance away from everybody and wearing your mask, as you should. But I want to tell you a good feel-good story on this 4th of July. And I have on the line my good friend, Jennifer Barnes. She is a real estate agent with Keller Williams, and she is doing some remarkable work in the community. With the pandemic, a lot of people were out of work, and that means they didn't have the money to buy the groceries that they needed to feed their families. So Jennifer put her head together with some people that she knew and came up with a pop-up pantry. So Jennifer, I want you to tell the listeners what the pop-up pantry is all about.
Oh, Belinda, thank you. And you know what? First, I want to tell you, thank you so much for showing up at our pop-up pantry and sharing all of our missions. Can you believe it's been 2 months ago?
Let me tell you, I volunteered about 2 months ago at the pop-up pantry. I did the cilantro. And
You did a great job.
I did. Boy, I can bag some cilantro. Because I'm not going to ask my listeners to donate and volunteer if I've not put my money and my time where my mouth is. And it was one of the most rewarding things, and it really brought home the need and why it feels good to give back. And I'm so glad I did it. And just to see the organization, I felt like I was walking into a Trader Joe's. Y'all had that displayed and put up beautifully. I mean, I wanted to shop, Jennifer. I was ready to get my bags and come along. But back up and tell us what the pop-up pantry is all about.
All right. The pop-up pantry started as an emergency stopgap because we live in zip code 30342, which is the second highest, most affluent area. And we also have a school within that same zip code, probably 2 miles away, that has their elementary school has 100% reduced and subsidized lunches.
In the most affluent neighborhood?
Just right around the corner.
Wow.
And it seems kind of crazy, but it's always been that way.
Okay.
And these are the people who work in the service industry. And when COVID-19 hit, these were the people that their jobs were affected first. They worked in the restaurants, the hotels, so they were the first ones to go. And these people are also people who do not really have a cushion. And when their pantry's empty, it's empty. And it began because we have been working with this group, and there's probably 7 or 8 families. And it started 7 years ago when my friend Sonia and I sent these kids to camp in South Georgia.
Aww.
And the first year we had 6 kids, 1 little girl and 5 little boys. Last year we had 30 kids, and we had to get a bus to take them down there.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the relationship began. And honestly, Belinda, these kids are sometimes hungry on a good day.
Oh, wow.
So we have been, providing groceries and, you know, just whatever they kind of needed to make sure that their lives stayed on track for 7 years now.
So you have a relationship with these families.
Some of them, a few of them.
Yeah.
So I woke up one morning after I figured out that this COVID thing really wasn't a joke and it wasn't going away. And I had a small panic attack. And I called my friend Sonia at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, Sonia, what are our families going to do? And she said, oh, honey, you have no idea. She was like, it is just, it's everyone. And, you know, Belinda, I have to tell you, the thought of somebody going hungry in our own backyard hurt my soul.
Oh, yeah.
So we, you know what, we just sprung into action. And in less than a week, we had a pantry set up. And my friend Aaron had a friend, Jason Sheets, who owned a restaurant right there in the Prado. And he closed that one down for just, you know, for temporarily. Mm-hmm. And she called and asked him, could we use his space? And really, without thinking about it, he put the key under the doormat and said, have at it, ladies.
What a heart.
Who does that? I mean, it was amazing. So really, they're responsible for our location. And we started the first day, and we called all our friends, and we had got a Facebook page, and we got all these donations, and we set it up. And like you said, it's set up like a little market. And our goal was to provide something that was attractive and felt good to be in, because that's just kind of, that's our mission. We want people to feel good about shopping where they are.
Let me tell you, Jennifer, what struck me about the pantry, different from other food sources that are provided around Atlanta, are a lot of places, and I'm not knocking these, don't get me wrong. They're,
me,
you know,
neither, and I get it.
They go through and they're handed a box of food, and God bless them. Food is food. It fills your tummy. But here, they have dignity. They get to shop and fill their buggy or their bag full of what they want. What they want to serve their family for the week.
It's just the gift of choice. And there's dignity, and then there's power in choice.
Yes.
So, and that's been our mission from the very beginning. But please don't think we're knocking the rest of it either.
No.
It's just
no.
The way we wanted to do it. And it's just the way that it's just the way we saw it. So the first day we had all this food, and we didn't quite know how to organize it all, but we kind of figured it out. But we served 60 people, but we left 30 people on the sidewalk still hungry.
Gosh.
And sat down in the middle of the floor and cried. And then about 15, we had a little 15-minute pity party and got up and got back online and called all our friends and got the pantry restocked. And the next day we fed 105 people and no one left empty-handed.
Oh, that's great. Now, the way are feeding these people are through donations.
They are. And a lot of the stuff, as we've evolved, we've been able to buy some things wholesale. So the monetary donations that we get, we use to buy wholesale and then to buy our produce. But a lot of the stuff is still really dependent on individual donations. And we have been so fortunate to live in such a generous community. I mean, the people, they keep showing up. And we've got an ongoing demand for non-perishable food. And people just keep bringing it.
You know,
I think there's just something about feeding people.
You know, it's a common denominator. We all need to eat. No one wants to go hungry. No one wants to see anyone go hungry. I mean, I'm hungry now and I'm miserable. I can't imagine not knowing. Soon as this interview is over, I know that I'm stopping at Chick-fil-A. What a luxury. These people may not have that.
No, and they don't. And they don't have stimulus checks. And they don't have unemployment. And they don't have any of these resources. So we are the primary food source for probably 90% of these people.
So if people want to donate, if people want to either give monetary donations or they want to go to their local Kroger or Publix or Costco or Sam's and load their car up, where do they bring it, Jennifer?
Our new location, we've moved around the corner.
Okay.
Our new location is 120 Northwood Drive, and that's Suite 115 in Sandy Springs.
Okay.
And it is right off of Roswell Road, right inside the perimeter. It's the first right is Northwood Drive. There's an ice arena right there. And we are down there on the right-hand side. And we are there every day. We take donations every day from 9 to 12. And then we actually have pantry days where we serve on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Okay. Now, what types of things are you looking for? So when people are shopping, they can get what you actually need.
If you go on our website, www.solidaritysandysprings.com, There's a list on there, but you know what we have the hardest time keeping up with?
What?
Is canned fruit. We go through 365 cans of fruit a day.
Oh, my goodness. That's what I brought, this canned fruit. Canned peaches, and mixed fruit.
Mandarin oranges and pineapples are the favorite things.
Okay.
And then we go through almost 300 cans of canned vegetables, and they like corn and mixed vegetables and green beans and tomatoes.
Okay.
And we have a hard time keeping up with pasta sauce, too.
Okay, good to know.
But there's a whole list. We've got it pretty much down pat. There's a whole list online if that's helpful.
Now, what important lesson, Jennifer, have you personally learned going through this whole ordeal and having the pantry set up and seeing people come through the line and serving people? What has been the lesson that you've taken away?
You know what? There is almost as much blessing in giving and serving as there is probably for the people that are receiving it. And I think people, the generosity of people just really want to help. They in their hearts want to help. And sometimes they just need to be told or asked what to do to help.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone wants to be part of something, I think, that's bigger than themselves.
Yes.
And I think most people just want to make a difference. And this is the most basic difference that you can make. And honestly, I believe in the very beginning, we were handing out food. We were serving food. And now I feel like we've evolved to where we're serving hope and love at this point.
Yeah.
And it is our goal to make this as comfortable and a joyous occasion, a shopping experience. And we've moved down. Our new location is right in the middle of the community. And I can tell you that this community is not one that wants to be standing in line for food. They want to be working.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. And we've been able, through different sponsors, and to find jobs for people. And the restaurants are opening back up. And we've been able to connect the dots for those people. So we've been able to help people get back to work as well, which is really good. So I think it's just the generosity of people has been my biggest lesson. And it's just so heartwarming, especially when there's just so much going on in the world.
Well, it's great that you're out there doing this, Jennifer Barnes, doing the pop-up pantry. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you more about where you can donate, what you can donate, and talk about the summer camp that you can help with. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we're speaking with Jennifer Barnes. She's with Keller Williams. But more importantly, she has started the pop-up pantry in Sandy Springs off Roswell Road that's helping so many families have a full stomach and food on the table. Also getting their kids to camp this summer. So tell us a little about that in the time we have remaining, Jennifer.
Awesome. Well, Solidarity Food Pantry is partnering with the Sandy Springs Mission and Felix Laura and his fabulous staff to create some sort of summer experience for the children that are located right there in Sandy Springs. So our goal is to make this the best thing that happens to these kids all summer. It's going to be awesome. So we've got 3 weeks planned starting July the 6th, and it's going to be for 3 hours a day. And we have art and science and dance and sports planned for them. And it's all going to be appropriately social distance. We have this huge parking lot with tents, and we are going to create 3 weeks of fun for these kids. And we can't wait. We have we've got big plans, and we just need to figure out how to raise the money to make it all happen.
Okay, so my listeners have very generous hearts. So where
they do.
They are great when it comes to filling a need. So where can they PayPal, Venmo, drop off money? How would they do that?
The easiest way is to go either to our Facebook page, Solidarity Sandy Springs Food Pantry, or you can donate www.solidaritysandysprings.com. And there's all the ways to donate and volunteer there. We've got PayPal, Venmo. Oh, and we are a 501c3 approved, so it is totally tax deductible. And you know the last time we did this, Linda,
yes.
That your fans donated over $5,000.
Oh, that gives me
chills. They were showing up for weeks afterwards, and they made sure that we knew it was because of you. I mean, they would beeline to make a point of that. So I just need for you to know that.
Oh, that just gives me chills.
You had such an impact, and it was so appreciated, and we are so grateful.
Well, hopefully this time we can beat that number. So, folks, let's really make an impact. It's the 4th of July weekend. I know that all of you have your own plans, but let's remember those who are not having the greatest time right now. And we all feel helpless during this COVID virus, and help those who have it a little less fortunate than we do, and go to the website that Jennifer said. Give it one more time, sweetie.
www.solidaritysandysprings.com.
Okay. I wish you much luck and a happy and safe 4th of July.
Thank you, Belinda. We are so grateful for you.
Oh, thank you. Bless you, and I hope you have a safe and healthy 4th of July.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
Welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, the Fox Theater has been celebrating its 90th birthday this year, so a happy birthday to the Fox Theater. And it's always held so much beauty and mystery and opulence. And we have Jamie Vossmeyer, Vice President and Sales Marketing, on the line with us. And Jamie, you and I were just talking that we miss having the crowds and people in the Fox Theater right now. So you have come up with something that is second best to having people in the Fox Theater right now. You have come up with virtual tours.
We certainly have. Thank you for having me on today, Belinda. We have we've kind of tried to make virtual a tour that not very many people got to take, because the theater has been so busy until the pandemic started. We don't get to do the behind the scenes tours, so we decided to engage with our fans in the way that we've not done in a long time, and take people behind the scenes.
Because there is so much mystery and intrigue to me about the Fox Theater, because I've got to go behind the curtain a couple of times, because we had the Neil Bortz going away farewell show there. So I got to be behind the curtain and just poking my nose behind there for a few seconds was amazing. And I can't imagine what a behind the scenes tour would look like if you got to really poke your nose in all the crevices and dark places. So on the behind the scenes tour, what does it look like? What do you get to actually see?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. I've been at the Fox for almost 15 years, and there's still mystery to me. So we're going to show you places as we take you behind the scenes, that very rarely do people get to see. So you're going to get to see things like the sub basement, which the Fox has two basements.
Two basements.
Yes. And the sub-basement holds our former air conditioning system that is an air wash system that was invented in 1929. We were one of the first buildings in the country to have air conditioning.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, giant wall down there. With sprinklers, little teeny tiny sprinklers that spray a fine mist of water, and then a huge fan, almost the size of a building, blows air over that water. And that's what used to cool the Fox down until probably, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Are you serious?
We still used that. We've sheltered, we've retired it in place. So, which means we've, you know, honored all that it's done for us, and we just left it alone.
Yeah.
And our air conditioning now is obviously modern air conditioning, but it's still there for folks to see. So you'll get to see that. You're going to get to see the star dressing rooms, where everyone from Elvis to Yul Brynner to Prince and Mariah Carey, everyone's used those dressing rooms, and the numerous, you know, Broadway stars.
Yeah. Is it an opulent room?
You know, it is. So while the star dressing rooms aren't historical, like the furniture in those rooms aren't historical, the everything in the space, the walls, the windows, the bathrooms, it's all original. You know, we did have to kind of modernize to the best that we could.
Yeah.
But one of the star dressing rooms, we wallpapered one of the walls in each room, and one of the dressing rooms has old tickets from the Fox Theater going back to the 60s, all the way through the 90s, and it's just tickets to shows that played at the Fox, you know, spanning 30 years.
Oh my gosh!
Great to see. I think you're also going to get to see, in addition to the opulence, you're going to get to see things like the hospital room, which isn't open to the public generally, because we, in fact, when we opened, had an on-site nurse and sometimes a doctor. So if you didn't feel well, you could go down and get medicine or take a break, take a rest. It really does look like a hospital room.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's actually kind of creepy, but it's fun, and it's a fun part of the tour.
Oh, that's great. So you've kind of kept that. I mean, how long has it been since you've used it as a, quote, hospital room? Or is it still in use as a hospital room?
Well, no, it's not. It's seriously just for looks now. You know, in the 70s and 80s, you know, until not that long ago, actually, maybe even since I've been at the Fox, it was storage. And all the hospital equipment that's in there, because there's a weird chair in there and a hospital bed, and there's hospital cabinets and that sort of thing. It really does look like it might be a dentist office or something. But it was used like a storage closet.
Uh-huh.
And stuff just on top of it. And we decided to, you know, clean all that stuff out and then just let it be what it is and what it was, which in honesty is just super creepy. But but it's so worth checking out.
Oh, yeah. Now, didn't you have someone, there's a full apartment down there, and someone actually lived in that apartment for decades?
So, yeah, we did. He was known as the Phantom of the Fox, Joe Patton. Yeah, he lived in the Fox, and it's above us. So when you're driving down Ponce de Leon, if you look towards the building where those onion domes are, mm-hmm. his right under that. You know, that space, Mr. Patton passed away several years ago,
yes.
And we just haven't decided what to do with that space. So it's It's empty, and there are a lot of stairs, and there's a lot going on. So that apartment's not ready. The full apartment's not ready for the public yet, but his main living room is gorgeous, and it's got parquet flooring and terrazzo flooring. And it does get opened up sometimes. And you just sparked my interest. It might be a good place to take behind the scenes.
I think so. That would be so interesting that it had a, quote, caretaker live in the Fox. I mean, what a great pad to have and call your residence the Fox Theater. Well, you've been celebrating your 90th anniversary this past year. You opened up on December the 25th of 20, was it 20? No.
1929.
And yeah. What was the show that was shown?
Steamboat Willie was the first cartoon that was shown.
Okay. And was it a sold-out crowd?
It was a sold-out crowd. We have some really famous pictures. And if you go to foxtheater.org, you can see pictures from our opening day. Where folks lined up around the building. And at that time, that was so significant because we were, well, one, it's cold in Georgia in December. Mm-hmm. And two, we were, you know, at the start of a depression. So money was tight and folks, you know, came with their quarters in hand and lined up to come see us.
And now, I mean, you've been host to some of the biggest stars in the world. Like you said earlier, I mean, in 1956, Elvis Presley performed there to a sold-out crowd. In 1978, the Rolling Stones performed at the Fox, but they originally billed it as the Cockroaches, so not to reveal the true performers before the concert announcement, I guess, so it wouldn't be too crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing that they did that. The Rolling Stones actually, I had the great fortune of getting to work with Alex Cooley, who was the promoter mm-hmm. of rock and roll concerts at the time, and truly responsible for bringing, you know, rock and roll.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
The South, but I did have the opportunity to chat with him, and you know, he told me that the Rolling Stones loved the Fox, and they came back a couple of years later and played the building in 1981. So we've had the luck of having them in our great auditorium twice.
Oh, that's amazing. And then, of course, in 89, Gone with the Wind celebrated its 50th anniversary in style with the Fox, and a lot of the original cast was in attendance.
That is also true. They built the front of the building to look like Tara.
Oh,
it
wow.
was a. I wasn't around then. I think I was a freshman in college.
Yeah,
but I. But I've seen pictures and I've heard it was great.
Yes. Okay. We are going to take a break. We're speaking with Jamie Vossmeyer. He's the vice president of sales and marketing at the fabulous Fox Theater. And we're talking about their digital behind the scenes tour that you can take. And we're going to tell you how to do that when we return. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And we're talking about the behind-the-scenes tour at the Fox Theater that you can take every other Friday. And I have with me Jamie Vossmeyer, Vice President and Sales Manager at the Fox Theater. So this is something that I definitely want to do. And, hey, while we're sheltering in place and we're having the pandemic and you're looking for something to do, this is something you definitely want to put on your to-do list. So how do people go about signing up for this, being a part of this, Jamie?
Well, it's super easy. We've made it super easy. All you have to do is follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We're the Fox Theater. Make sure you say Fox Theater Atlanta. And you can follow the tours just as easy as pie. So there's lots of great things on our social sites.
Okay, so this is every other Friday, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the 4th of July, so happy 4th of July, everybody. Will it be this coming Friday, or when is the next one coming up?
The next Friday. Just keep checking Facebook. Next Friday is when you'll see the next one. But there's stuff up there now, so it wouldn't hurt to go and take a look at our social now.
Okay, what's your favorite thing on the tour that you would like people to keep a watch out for?
Oh, my word. You know, I spent a lot of time talking about the hospital room. I think that's great fun. I think that anything backstage, mm-hmm. Anytime you see what the stars are seeing is probably my favorite. I don't know. It's hard to say. I also like the mechanical stuff. You know, you'll get to see at some point, we're going to show you the screw jacks the original screw jacks that lift all of our, the hydraulics that lift all the orchestra up and, the stage lifts up and everything. And, that's all original from 1929. So there's so much to see and so much to say.
Wow, I know. And it'll make you really appreciate the shows that you've seen in the past when you see all that you see behind the scenes. It'll make you really appreciate those shows even more. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the line, Jamie. And I can't wait when things open back up and we can really get in there once again.
Me too. Thanks so much for having me, and I can't wait to see you all at the Fox.
Absolutely. What a treasure you are, and thanks for being there and being one of Atlanta's treasures. All right, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.